I am poor Brother Lippo, by your leave. You need not clap your torches to my face. Zooks, what's to blame? You think you see a monk? What, 'tis past midnight, and you go your rounds, and here you catch me at an alley's end, where sportive ladies leave their doors ajar? The Carmine's my cloister. Hunt it up, do. Harry out, if you must show your zeal, whatever rat there haps on his wrong hole, and nip each softling of a wee white mouse, weak, weak, that's crept to keep him company. Ah, ha, 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 you know your betters. Then you'll take your hand away that's fiddling on my throat and please to know me likewise. Who am I? Why, one, sir, who is lodging with a friend three streets off. He's a certain, Cosimo of the Medici in the house that caps the corner? Boh, you were best. Remember and tell me, the day you're hanged, how you affected such a gullet's gripe. But you, sir, it concerns you that your knaves pick up a manner, nor discredit you. Zooks, are we pilchards that they sweep the streets and count fair price what comes into their net? He's Judas to a tittle, that man is. Just such a face. Why, sir, you make amends. Lord, I'm not angry. Bid your hangdogs go drink out this quarter florin to the health of the munificent house that harbors me. And many more beside, lads, more beside. And all's come square again. I'd like his face. His elbowing on his comrade in the door with the pike and the lantern for the slave that holds John Baptist's head dangle by the hair with one hand. Look you now, as who should say, and his weapon in the other, yet unwiped. It's not your chance to have a bit of chalk, a woodcoal or the like, or you should see. Yes, I'm the painter, since you style me so. What, Brother Lippo's doings up and down, you know them, and they take you? Like enough. I saw the proper twinkle in your eye. Tell you, I liked your looks at very first. Let's sit and set things straight now, hip to haunch. Here's spring come, and the night's one makes up bands to roam the town and sing out carnival. And I've been 3 weeks shut within my mew, a painting for the great man, saints and saints, and saints again. I could not paint all night. Oof! I leaned out of window for fresh air. There came a hurry of feet, and little feet, a sweep of the lute strings, laughs, and whiffs of song. Flower the broom, take away my love, and our earth is a tomb. Flower the quince, I let Lisa go, and what good in life since? Flower of the time, and so on. Round they went. Scarce had they turned the corner when a titter, like the skipping of rabbits by moonlight, three slim shapes, and a face that looked up. Zooks, sir! Flesh and blood. That's all I'm made of. Into shreds it went. Curtain and counterpane and coverlet, all the bed furniture. A dozen knots, and there was a ladder. Down I let myself, hands and feet, scrambling somehow, and so dropped and after them. I came up with the fun, hard by St. Lawrence. Hail fellow, well met. Flower of the rose, if I've been merry, what matter who knows? And so, as I was stealing back again to get to bed and have a bit of sleep, ere I rise up tomorrow and go work on Jerome, knocking at his poor old breast with his great round stone to subdue the flesh, you snap on me of a sudden. Ah, I see. Though your eye twinkles still, you shake your head. Mine shaved. A monk, you say. The sting's in that. If Master Cosimo announced himself, mum's the word, naturally. But a monk? Come. What am I a beast for? Tell us now. I was a baby when my mother died, and father died and left me in the street. I starved there, God knows how, a year or two on figskins, melon parings, rinds, and shucks, refuse and rubbish. One fine frosty day, my stomach being empty as your hat, the wind doubled me up and down I went. Old Aunt Lapacha trussed me with one hand, its fellow was a stinger, as I knew, and so along the wall, over the bridge, by the straight cut, to the convent. 6 words there, while I stood munching my first bread that month. "So, boy, you're minded," quoth good fat father, wiping his own mouth, 'twas refection time, "to quit this very miserable world. Will you renounce—" "The mouthful of bread," thought I, "by no means. Brief, they made a monk of me. I did renounce the world, its pride and greed, palace, farm, villa, shop, and banking house, trash, such as these poor devils of Medici have given their hearts to, all at 8 years old. Well, sir, I found in time, you may be sure, 'twas not for nothing. The good bellyful, the warm surge and the rope that goes all round, and day-long blessed idleness beside. Let's see what the urchin's fit for." That came next. Not overmuch their way, I must confess. Such a to-do! They tried me with their books. Lord, they'd have taught me Latin in pure waste. Flower of the clove, all the Latin I construe is amo I love. But mind you, when a boy starves in the streets 8 years together, as my fortune was, watching folks' faces to know who will fling the bit of half-stripped grape bunch he desires, and who will curse or kick him for his pains, which gentleman, processional and fine, holding a candle to the sacrament, will wink and let him lift a plate and catch the droppings of the wax to sell again, or hola for the eight and have him whipped. How say I? Nay, which dog bites? Which lets drop his bone from the heap of offal in the street? Why, soul and sense of him grow sharp alike. He learns the look of things, and none the less for admonition from the hunger pinch. I had a store of such remarks, be sure, which, after I found leisure, turned to use. I drew men's faces on my copy-books, scrawled them within the antiphonary's marge, joined legs and arms to the long music notes, found eyes and nose and chin for A's and B's, and made a string of pictures of the world betwixt the ins and outs of verb and noun on the wall, the bench, the door. The monks looked black. "Nay," quoth the prior, "turn him out, do you say? In no wise. Lose a crow and catch a lark. What if at last we get our man of parts, we Carmelites, like those Camaldolese and preaching friars, to do our church up fine and put the front on it that ought to be?" And hereupon he bade me daub away. Thank you. My head being crammed, the walls a blank, never was such prompt disemburdening. First, every sort of monk, the black and white eye drew them, fat and lean. Then, folk at church, from good old gossips waiting to confess their cribs of barrel droppings, candle ends, to the breathless fellow at the altar foot, fresh from his murder, safe, and sitting there with the little children round him in a row of admiration, half for his beard and half for that white anger of his victim's son, shaking a fist at him with one fierce arm, signing himself with the other because of Christ, whose sad face on the cross sees only this after the passion of 1,000 years, till some poor girl, her apron o'er her head, which the intense eyes looked through, came at eve on tiptoe, said a word, dropped in a loaf, her pair of earrings and a bunch of flowers, the brute took growling, prayed, and so was gone. I painted all, then cried, "'Tis ask and have. Choose, for more's ready." Laid the ladder flat and showed my covered bit of cloister wall. The monks closed in a circle and praised loud, till checked, taught what to see and not to see, being simple bodies. "That's the very man. Look at the boy who stoops to pat the dog. That woman's like the prior's niece who comes to care about his asthma. It's the life." But there my triumph straw fire flared and funked. Their betters took their turn to see and say. The prior and the learned pulled a face and stopped all that in no time. How? What's here? Quite from the mark of painting, bless us all. Faces, arms, legs, and bodies like the true, as much as pee and pee. It's devil's game. Your business is not to catch men with show, with homage to the perishable clay, but lift them over it, ignore it all, make them forget there's such a thing as flesh. Your business is to paint the souls of men. Man's soul. And it's a fire, smoke. No, it's not. It's vapor, done up like a newborn babe. In that shape when you die, it leaves your mouth. It's... well, what matters talking? It's the soul. Give us no more of body than show soul. Here's Giotto, with his saint appraising God that sets us praising. Why not stop with him? Why put all thoughts of praise out of our head with wonder at lines, colors, and whatnot? Paint the soul, never mind the legs and arms. Rub all out, try at it a second time. Oh, that white, smallish female with the breasts. She's just my niece. Herodias, I would say, who went and danced and got men's heads cut off. Have it all out. Now, is this sense, I ask? A fine way to paint soul. By painting body so ill, the eye can't stop there. Must go further and can't fare worse. Thus, yellow does for white, when what you put for yellow is simply black. And any sort of meaning looks intense when all beside itself means and looks naught. Why can't a painter lift each foot in turn, left foot and right foot, go a double step, make his flesh liker and his soul more like, both in their order? Take the prettiest face, the prior's niece. Patron saint, is it so pretty you can't discover if it means hope, fear, sorrow, or joy? Won't beauty go with these? Suppose I make her eyes all right and blue. Can't I take breath and try to add life's flash, and then add soul and heighten them threefold? Or say there's beauty with no soul at all. I never saw it, put the case the same. If you get simple beauty and naught else, you get about the best thing God invents. That's somewhat. And you'll find the soul you have missed within yourself when you return him thanks. Rub all out. Well, well, there's my life, in short. And so the thing has gone on ever since. I've grown a man, no doubt. I've broken bounds. You should not take a fellow 8 years old and make him swear to never kiss the girls. I'm my own master. Paint now as I please. Having a friend, you see, in the corner house. Lord, it's fast holding by the rings in front. Those great rings serve more purposes than just to plant a flag in or tie up a horse. And yet the old schooling sticks. The old grave eyes are peeping o'er my shoulder as I work. The head still shake. It's art's decline, my son. You're not of the true painters, great and old. Brother Angelico's the man you'll find. Brother Lorenzo stands his single peer. Fag on it, flesh, you'll never make the third. Flower of the pine, you keep your manners, and I'll stick to mine. I'm not the third, then. Bless us, they must know. Don't you think they're the likeliest to know? They, with their Latin? So I swallow my rage, clench my teeth, suck my lips in tight, and paint to please them. Sometimes do and sometimes don't. For doing most, there's pretty sure to come a turn some warm eve finds me at my saints. A laugh, a cry, the business of the world. Flower of the peach, death for us all and his own life for each. And my whole soul revolves, the cup runs over, the world and life's too big to pass for a dream. And I do these wild things in sheer despite and play the fooleries you catch me at in pure rage. The old mule horse, out at grass after hard years, throws up his stiff heels so, although the miller does not preach to him the only good of grass is to make chaff. What would men have? Do they like grass or no? May they or mayn't they? All I want's the thing settled forever one way. As it is, you tell too many lies and hurt yourself. You don't like what you only like too much. You do like what, if given at your word, you find abundantly detestable. For me, I think I speak as I was taught. I always see the garden and God there, a making man's wife. And, my lesson learned, the value and significance of flesh, I can't unlearn 10 minutes afterwards. You understand me. I'm a beast, I know. But see now. Why, I see as certainly as that morning star is about to shine what will happen someday. We've a youngster here comes to our convent, studies what I do, slouches and stares and lets no atom drop. His name is Guidi. He'll not mind the monks. They call him Hulking Tom. He lets them talk. He picks my practice up. He'll paint a pace. I hope so. Though I never live so long, I know what's sure to follow. You be judge. You speak no Latin more than I, belike. However, you're my man. You've seen the world. The beauty and the wonder and the power, the shape of things. Their colors, lights and shades, changes, surprises. And God made it all. For what? Do you feel thankful, I or no, for this fair town's face? Yonder river's line, the mountain round it, and the sky above. Much more the figures of man, woman, child these are framed to. What's it all about? To be passed over, despised, or dwelt upon, wondered at? Oh, this last, of course, you say. But why not do as well as say? Paint these just as they are, careless what comes of it. God's works. Paint any one and count it crime to let a truth slip. Don't object. His works are here already. Nature is complete. Suppose you reproduce her, which you can't. There's no advantage. You must beat her, then. But don't you mark? We're made so that we love first when we see them painted, things we have passed perhaps 100 times, nor cared to see. And so they are better painted. Better to us, which is the same thing. Art was given for that. God uses us to help each other so, lending our minds out. Have you noticed now your cullion's hanging face? A bit of chalk, and trust me, but you should, though. How much more if I drew higher things with the same truth? That were to take the prior's pulpit place, interpret God to all of you. Oh, it makes me mad to see what men shall do and we in our graves. This world's no blot for us, nor blank. It means intensely, and means good. To find its meaning is my meat and drink.
Aye, but you don't so instigate to prayer, strikes in the prior. When your meaning's plain, it does not say to folk, remember matins, or mind your fast next Friday.
Why, for this, what need of art at all? A skull and bones, 2 bits of stick nailed crosswise, or what's best, a bell to chime the hour with does as well. I painted a St. Lawrence 6 months since at Prado. Splashed the fresco in fine style. How looks my painting now the scaffold's down? I ask a brother.
Hugely, he returns. Already not one fizz of your 3 slaves who've turned the deacon off his toasted side, but scratched and prodded to our heart's content. The pious people have so eased their own with coming to say prayers there in a rage. We got on fast to see the bricks beneath. Expect another job this time next year, for pity and religion grow in the crowd. Your painting serves its purpose.
Hang the fools. That is, you'll not mistake an idle word spoken in a huff by a poor monk. God, what? Tasting the air this spicy night, which turns the unaccustomed head like Chianti wine. Oh, the church knows. Don't misreport me now. It's natural a poor monk out of bounds should have his apt word to excuse himself. And hearken how I plot to make amends. I have bethought me. I shall paint a piece. There's for you. Give me 6 months, then go. See something at St. Ambrosio's.
Bless the nuns. They want a cast of my office. I shall paint God in the midst, Madonna and her babe, ringed by a bowery, flowery angel brood. Lilies and vestments and white faces, sweet as puff on puff of grated orris root when ladies crowd to church at midsummer. And then in the front, of course, a saint or two. St. John, because he saves the Florentines. St. Ambrose, who puts down in black and white the convent's friends and gives them a long day. And Job. I must have him there, past mistake, the man of us. And us, without the Z, painters who need his patience. Well, all these secured at their devotion, up shall come out of a corner when you least expect, as one by a dark stair into a great light, music and talking, who but Lippo? I, mazed, motionless, and moonstruck, I'm the man. Back I shrink. What is this I see and hear? I, caught up with my monk's things by mistake, my old serge gown and rope that goes all round, I, in this presence, this pure company, where's a hole? Where's a corner for escape? Then steps a sweet angelic slip of a thing forward, puts out a soft palm, not so fast, addresses the celestial presence. Nay, he made you and devised you, after all, though he's none of you. Could St. John there draw his camel hair, make up a painting brush? We come to Brother Lippo for all that. Iste perfecit opus. So all smile. I shuffle sideways with my blushing face, under the cover of 100 wings, thrown like a spread of kirtles when you're gay, and play hot cockles, all the doors being shut, till, wholly unexpected, in there pops the hothead husband. Thus I scuttle off to some safe bench behind, not letting go the palm of her, the little lily thing that spoke the good word for me in the nick, like the prior's niece. St. Lucy, I would say. And so all saved for me, and for the church a pretty picture gained. Go, 6 months hence. Your hand, sir, and goodbye. No lights, no lights. The street's hushed, and I know my own way back. Don't fear me. There's the gray beginning. Zooks.